Hey, Happy New Year!
Woo! Happy New Year! Whoa!
I thought you opened your mouth and you made that sound. I thought that you were doing that.
I was just burping.
Hey, guys, where are we? It's another year, just what you asked for.
I actually asked for a bike.
Oh, well.
I asked for a Nerf gun.
Yeah. Did anyone ask for a year?
I don't think anyone asked for this shit.
No, I didn't ask for another year.
Here we are, 2022. It's another one. We're in the roaring 20s and everything's party, party, party. Everyone's sipping champagne and buying Bitcoin. It's going to be a great year.
Damn. Just like the Great Gatsby.
NFTs are their next biggest thing, dude.
NFTs are going to crash in 10 years. The 30s will be another Great Depression.
The 30s is going to be a...
It's when all the NFTs are worth 1 cent.
Yeah. Now, this is going to be a big booming year for crypto and NFTs. And in the process, we will completely decimate the environment. To a point where, like, there's just no hope. There's no hope in the 30s. The 40s is even less hope. The 40s, the ocean's going to be gone.
It's World War III, baby. It's World War III.
World War III.
You've been so negative Nancy lately, man.
Okay, well, cheer me up.
Tell me. You just got to purify the ocean water, bro.
Tell me a riddle or send me a song or a little joke to cheer me up and get me optimistic about the world, because I don't see a lot of things around here to look forward to.
Old mate Davo said the environment was fucked.
Who said that? Davo?
Old mate Davo.
Who the fuck is that?
David Attenborough.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
I mean, he's
Dave
been saying that for like 30 years.
Old mate Dave.
The world
yeah,
is
how,
fucked.
How right is he if he's been saying it for 30 years and it's still the same?
It's not the same, man.
Sure it is.
Polar bears, you know.
Yeah. I've never seen a polar bear in my fucking life.
Yeah. I'm calling it that David Attenborough outlives Betty White.
David
she's dead.
She died for her.
I mean...
She's fucking dead.
We forgot about that.
No.
Yeah, she died.
Oh.
You knew that,
oh,
right?
No. Betty White. Yeah, I knew that.
You knew she actually died?
I mean, like, to the age. Like, over age.
Well, she died right before 100.
I know.
Like, what was it? Like, a couple weeks before?
Yeah.
Dude.
Didn't she do some kind of, like, magazine article or something where, like, she was talking about... Or they were interviewing her about her turning 100 and kind of congratulating her.
How are you going to celebrate your 100th birthday?
Dude,
oh, man.
Like, I'm going to fucking kill myself. I hate this.
She wrote a book called If I Had Done It, and then she did it.
If I Had Done It.
Yeah.
What, die?
If I had killed myself, this is how I would have done it.
Dude.
Yeah, is dying of old age technically killing yourself? Because it is kind of your body just being like,
dude,
oh,
your body.
Like,
just you just being like, I'm out.
Your
get
cells
out of
here. Are just like, ugh.
Dude. Betty White was an icon, and I will miss her dearly, but most of all, I will miss the bit that I always did whenever people were on acid around me, where I would walk into a bathroom, walk out with my news, like scrolling through, and they'll say, "Holy shit, Betty White just died!" And then everyone would freak out, and then they would check, and then I'd be like, nah, I'm just kidding. But now I can't do that anymore.
I feel like that's such an American thing, though.
Yeah, I don't think I would give a shit.
If you did that here, we'd be like, oh, okay. That's
terrible. Now I got to do it with the queen. And we only have months left.
Yeah. No, she's probably living off, you know, aborted fetuses or something. She's probably going to live forever.
A good stem cell
she's
smoothie.
Blood. Yeah. Drinking blood.
No, the queen is already dead. The queen has been dead for like 3 months. I guarantee it. And they're just...
No way.
They're just maintaining this idea that she's not already dead. And they're trying to figure out how to sell the news to the British.
You know what? I don't know if you're being legit or not, because I couldn't give two fucks.
I love the idea of like a Weekend at Bernie's scenario with the Queen, where they're just like, you know, oh yeah, this right this way, and they're like dragging her feet are just dragging across
just
the floor.
Puppet.
She's just a puppet.
She's laying there.
God
like,
save her.
Know,
God save her.
You know,
my goodness.
Get her. I don't know. Does the Queen have Secret Service?
Yeah, man.
She's probably pretty secure.
Yeah, she's got all kinds of secrets.
Yep, and she services them frequently.
The Secret Service.
She's got like Hitler in the basement, giving him food.
How are you doing, Hitler?
I'm okay.
You know those shows where like it was the boss goes undercover at the fast food joint?
Yeah.
I want to see that with the queen.
The queen plays.
Queen just like gets a job at the pub. She's just serving fucking.
She plays one of
palmers.
Her guards, walks around with a big hat.
Yeah. Oh, that would be so good.
Yeah.
It would be very believable.
Saw a video of that. Like some kid just got bowled over by one of them.
I love that shit.
Like some kid was just in the way and he just goes, move! So boots him.
Kicks the kid out of the way. Yeah, kids be fucking stupid.
Dude,
walking in front of soldiers.
What a crazy little life the queen has lived, you know? Like, think about that. Like, she's spent her entire life being the fucking queen or about to be the queen, right?
She could have done more.
Wait, what happened? What's her story? Did she, like, marry? I actually don't know, like, how she became the queen. I don't really know anything about it because it feels like, you know, who cares? But
I watched.
Seriously,
you know,
is anyone really paying attention to the monarchs anymore?
I watched a whole series about the queen, and I completely fucking forgot how it happened. Which really tells you something.
Yeah, it's so uninteresting.
Surely she was just bred into it.
I think it was like, bread. She was certainly bred into it, absolutely. Yeah. She was kind of meant to be the queen.
Yeah,
she's definitely got the bread living in the castle. And
she's got the bread, she's got the whole cake.
Wait,
in more
she owns
than one
like
way.
Half of England?
Was there a king at one point? Like, it's actually shocking how little I know.
Yeah, there was a king.
What was his name?
Oh, probably James or Henry.
I think it was King Elizabeth the First.
King Frederick or something.
King Liz.
Yeah, King Lizzie.
When did the king die? Ages ago? Before I was born?
Before the queen?
Yeah, clearly.
Certainly before you were born.
Well, R.I.P. to Betty White. The
Big
queen,
rip to Betty White.
The queen of American television, and R.I.P. to the queen who died 3 months ago and is being covered up.
No, she's going to die on the 6th of March this year.
I'm saying April. I think it's going to be an April Fool's one.
An April Fool's.
It won't be an April Fool's. It'll be legit.
You're in it first. We are placing bets. Whoever's closest to the actual date gets $100. I'm thinking February 17th at approximately 3:35 a.m.
Wait, you think it's going to be this year as well?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, she's got a month and some change.
Wait, how old is the queen?
Fucking doesn't matter.
Pretty fucking old.
Pretty old.
She's stale, bro. She's stale.
She's not stale.
It's like old bread just before it molds.
Yeah, like perfect for French toast and not much else.
Yeah, you could fry it up. Make some bread pudding.
Yeah, bread pudding.
English brekkie.
Ooh.
Oh, I don't think it'd be good for English brekkie.
I like a bit of English brekkie. Did Betty White die this year in 2022?
Yeah, she died like a week ago.
That's a valid question. It's the 8th of January.
Yeah.
You know how like sport betting is a really popular thing? There should have been like bets on like when people are going to die. Like, and they could have called it Betty Bets.
Yeah, but
Betty Bets.
Yeah, Betty Bets.
They didn't start the whole like chain link of it.
Yeah, but
Betty Bets.
Chain link. If you're betting on people's deaths, like that just encourages murder.
No.
Maybe a little, though.
Yeah, a little bit. Maybe a little bit of murder.
But I guess the rules can be if they get murdered, no payout.
The world could use more
murder.
Surely
there's got to be like odds.
But
like
then the owner could just murder everyone.
Yeah. You know, you use Benny Bets and then go to a children's hospital. Like, you know, the odds are going to be like maybe you make 40 cents on every dollar you bet.
That's pretty high.
But for celebrities and shit, where it's like, you know, Dwayne The Rock, pretty healthy, but
I reckon he's got 20 years in him.
What?
I don't know.
You think he's only got 20 years in him?
Nah, he's probably got another 40.
I think he's going to live for like hundreds of years.
Yeah.
The Rock is always going to be with us.
He is like he's the god of the ocean, right?
No, that's Momoa.
That's Mimosa.
Oh, I've got a good name.
He's
Aquaman.
Yeah, the god of the ocean.
Do you
yeah,
say
but
good
from,
name?
From
I thought
that
he was
one,
Jumanji.
That one Disney movie where they're, I don't know, Moana.
Moana?
Yeah, isn't he like the god of the ocean?
I don't fucking watch Disney movies.
I haven't seen
it.
I just have
30.
Seen trailers.
All right, guys, Betty White has died. Let's be respectful. The queen is going to die this year. What else is going to happen in 2022?
Oh, we're doing predictions
for
2022?
We're doing predictions
for
this year, and we're going to see how right or wrong we are.
Okay.
The queen is dying
said,
in March.
You know how you just said Momoa?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck, I can't find it. Well, anyway, it was a meme where it was like, this is Jason, and this is Momoa, and it's like Jason Momoa, and then Jason Momoa with a lawnmower.
This has been the meme segment with Mason.
It's the meme segment with Mason. Memes. Everybody
picture
everybody,
that one and have a chuckle.
A big round of applause.
I like that.
Yeah, thank you. It's funnier when you look at the picture.
Yeah, so what are we guessing? Who's going to die?
Who's going to die is what's going to happen.
My prediction for 2022 is in about 3/4 into the year, the pandemic will be declared over. Everyone will be free. Everyone will have immunity. And then a month or two and some change later, the Yellowstone Caldera is going to erupt, covering most of the continental United States in about 7 to 8 feet of ash.
I kind of think,
thank
you
God,
know, like,
Jesus.
Yeah, I kind of think it's been, you know,
it's a bit overdue.
It's a bit overdue.
Yeah, it's a bit overdue.
You know, let China have a crack.
Yeah. I, for one, welcome our Chinese overlords.
Yeah. Thank you, China.
Check me out on TikTok.
Check me out on TikTok. Time and Square? What's that? I don't know what that is. Follow me on TikTok.
Follow me on TikTok, guys. All hail China.
Bing chilling.
Bing chilling.
Bing chilling.
What else is going to happen in 2022?
Hong Kong is going to get nuked by the rest of China.
Okay. Why would they fucking do that?
Why would they do that?
They're just real pissed off about the riots. They're a bit sick of it.
Yeah.
Just thought, you know what? Fuck these guys. They just don't shut their goddamn mouths.
Right.
Yeah. Hong Kong? More like Hong Gong.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what the Chinese are going to say before they laugh and hit the red button.
Yep, nuclear warfare sounds definitely on the cards.
Nah, certainly Ukraine gets invaded, Taiwan gets invaded, and nobody does anything about it.
Okay. Mm. Why not?
We live in the age of apathy.
It's because, you know, unless it trends on Twitter, it's fucking not news.
No. That's oil. Right. Not worth it.
Yeah, no oil over there.
Yeah. What are we going to do? Send one Apache? That's worth what? A liter of oil? It's not worth it.
One Apache? I'd send a Cherokee. Or maybe a Sioux.
Yeah, okay. Those things. A Cherokee. What, you're going to send one man?
Yeah, exactly. That's what you're saying.
I predict that Jeff Bezos will die this year.
Like Stevie?
No.
Stevie Jobby? He died pretty young.
No, Bezos.
Stevie Jobby?
Bezos going down this
Stevie
year.
Jobby.
Stevie Jobby. Fuck.
Stevie Jobby.
Sorry, just like
short.
What do you think Bezos would die of?
Too much money.
Being too sexy?
Too much money.
He's going to do that thing where he dives into a pool of his own,
gold,
of gold, and it's going to kill him.
No, I reckon he's getting restless, man. He's getting bored. He's got not a lot left to do on his list of things to do in life. He's the richest man in the world.
Conquer world, check. Yep. Conquer the moon.
Isn't
Ooh.
Elon richer than him now?
Yep.
I reckon he's going to go to fucking space and something's going to go terribly wrong and it's going to kill a bunch of billionaires. That's my prediction.
And then the money all goes somewhere.
He's
to my
kill
bank
a bunch
account.
Of billionaires?
No, he's going to kill himself. Like the expedition will go south.
Oh, okay. So a bunch of billionaires are all going to go together.
It'll be like his master plan, like his Lex Luthor plan, where he's like, if I want to win, I need to make the ultimate sacrifice. And he's like, hey, Elon, hey, you want to come on my rocket? Like, we're going to go into space. Hey, you know, he calls up all of his billionaire friends, all the competition. And that's when he goes up, he hits the button.
Yep.
And he nukes Hong Kong.
Nukes Hong Kong. Exactly.
Yep. Yeah. And then all the Amazon workers will be free.
Yeah.
And then they'll start their own Amazon with cocaine
and
hookers.
In the Amazon.
In the Amazon. Yeah. No trees left.
No trees.
Just workers.
Peeing in bottles.
Peeing in what?
Peeing in bottles.
Peeing in bottles.
Peeing in bottles.
They can't take time off to go to the bathroom. Are you crazy?
2022 is the year of peeing in bottles. Don't trust your toilet. It's listening.
Have you ever seen the video, the snake in the toilet that bit someone's nuts?
What?
No,
I don't want to think about that.
Yeah, dude, there was a guy, it was in, I think it was in Australia.
Don't say that.
It was legitimately in Australia. The dude was sitting on a toilet, just reading the paper. Well, no, he wasn't reading the paper. It's 2022. He was reading his iPhone, and then he feels a sharp pain in his testes, and then he fucking hops up. And he sees there's a little snake slithering in his toilet bowl. He's got two little puncture marks on his scrot.
Love it.
What?
Yeah, leaking cum.
You seen the video where the guy opened lifted up his toilet seat and there was a funnel web spider in there?
Oh, really?
I've seen that.
What's a funnel web spider look like?
Like scary.
Big
just as I suspected.
like big and creepy.
That's definitely a fear. I think about that every time I sit down on my toilet. Like, what if there's a little spider hidden under the rim of the toilet and he just comes and crawls right up my ass?
Well, that's the thing. You swallow 12 spiders a year because they like warm, wet places, right?
Wait, it's a year?
It's a year.
Thought it was like a few spiders a night.
They like warm, wet places. Now, if that's the case,
that's a myth.
What
a myth.
Imagine this. A trapdoor spider comes into your house.
It's under your tongue.
Under your tongue or even just crawls right into your asshole. Thinks it's a little burrow.
Into your little trap.
Yeah.
Goes in your ear, maybe.
He webs your asshole up.
You know,
you go to take a shit, the shit bounces right back.
Yeah.
This is major Spider-Man spoilers, man.
Yeah, No Way Home. It's just Spider-Man literally eating shit out of someone's ass. There's a porn of it. There's a fucking porn of it. There is a man dressed as fucking Spider-Man eating hot feces coming right out of a fresh ass.
That's not porn. That's just the Japanese Spider-Man. He's crazy. You guys seen it? It's out of this world.
Spider-Man and the big tentacle monster.
Mm.
I thought a trapdoor spider was one of those spiders that sat on the doors of drug dealers' houses.
What?
No, you're thinking of this.
It's a trap house.
You're
door.
Thinking of the really. That's you're thinking of the male spider that looks like a woman.
Yeah.
It sits on top of doors.
Oh, yep. Okay.
Huh.
I'm sure that's a good.
Don't you hate it when you take a spider home and it's got a penis?
It's a trap. Trapdoor spider.
That makes sense.
Oh, yep. Dear.
Yeah, it's a trapdoor spider.
2022 is the year that we don't get any funnier.
We kind of hit a brick wall.
Careful. That's
not
fake.
It's not
You've
real.
Just ripped out the headset, bro.
He's unplugged.
Yeah.
Wait, hey. That's not a real window?
You can't hear what we're saying.
Reckon for the.
Oh, I fucked it.
For an episode, someone has to jump through that.
Yeah, what if one episode we did just step through and just walked off into the horizon? Wait, you just see Mason get in and start swimming.
We would need some pretty good editing.
It's an outstanding
up for
editing.
It?
Maybe Matt
can
do it.
Back to 2022.
Biden gets impeached this year.
He's in a peach like James?
Yeah.
Is it a giant peach?
I can't wait for all those fucking James and the Giant Peach memes to come back.
I reckon he could get impeached this year.
For why? Being too sleepy?
Literally. Like, it's problematic.
What if he fell asleep at his own impeachment? Then what?
Honestly, they'd seem pretty boring. I wouldn't even blame him for that.
they'd be like, James! We can't impeach him if he's not conscious.
His name's Joe, you motherfucker. You're thinking of James and the Giant Peach.
Fucking moron.
James and the Giant
James
Impeachment.
James Biden is what his mom calls him.
James Peach Biden.
James Biden.
James and the Giant Peach Biden.
Get your bottom down here and make some legislation.
Yeah. What if, did Trump ever get, in trouble?
No. Yeah. Not at all.
Why did nothing happen to him? I thought they didn't like him.
No, nothing ever happened.
Because he's Donald fucking Trump.
What are you talking about?
He's the boss. He's literally the Don.
Yeah, he could just fire anyone that's,
yep.
You're fired. Yeah.
Yep. That's it.
He used to say that.
He used to say that a lot.
In like, not 2021, but, like, earlier.
But Biden does get impeached this year. Watch it happen.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. Any more wacky predictions?
9/11 2.0.
Hawaii, it goes away.
You said it like it was a pitch. 9/11 2.0.
Hear me out, guys. Here's my elevator pitch. It's right. Like 9/11, but second.
Would it be on 9/11?
No, it's a different date.
But they just call it that.
It's just like...
We need to be a date as catchy
as
9/11.
It's like America's second 9/11.
Mm.
They're going to fly into the holes.
What? It's not just great gaping holes in New York.
Yeah, I know, there are.
That's what the monument is.
No, it's a fountain.
No, she's talking about the two big fucking holes for Ground Zero where the towers originally were.
Yeah, but it is a fountain.
Holes.
It's not a hole, though. It's a fucking fountain.
It is a fountain in a hole. You can still fly. Technically, if you wanted to, I guess you could, but it really wouldn't do that. It would just be like a fuck you for no reason. There'd be
true.
No casualties.
It wouldn't really be a 9/11 2.0.
It'd
be
like
a
terrorist sacrificing himself for the fuck you, not for anything.
It definitely caused a bit of a splash.
Yeah.
Very
good.
Fountain.
Very good.
No, there won't be another 9/11, but California will go underground due to a huge earth-shattering earthquake, creating a huge crevice throughout the entire of Los Angeles. All of the housing will go inside. This is where we see the birth of the crab people. Everyone's going to go down into the depths of the earth.
But all the rich people are going to get on arcs.
Hollywood, all these fucking child molesters, they're all going to be down there molesting about in the crack of the earth.
This is far-fetched. They're not... child molesters in Hollywood, they're satanic child blood drinkers.
Yeah,
vampires.
Huge difference.
Psychic vampires.
Psychic vampires.
Psychic vampires, man.
Like the queen, that's how she lives forever.
That's except she's dead already.
Oh, yeah.
What?
Yeah, well, that's Fitz's bet, is that she's been dead for a few months.
It's not a bet, I have intel.
You have intel?
he's in touch with the king.
Kanye West comes out as gay. I'm just kidding. He'll never come out. But we all know. We know. We know you got a husband in the south of France.
Was it the south?
I don't know. South of France is where the rich people are, so probably. Oh, maybe he's got a nice little stable boy.
I was thinking of West, yeah.
Yeah, West France.
I think it was like a stable boy.
I don't know the geography of France, but probably somewhere west.
Prediction, aliens.
Yeah, that's fair. That's a good prediction.
They come this year.
They come illegally.
They come illegally on boats.
You fucking imagine if you're like the government and then you're like you're the Coast Guard, the most boring fucking part of the military. They do nothing. Well, that's not true.
Jesus Christ.
Strong views on this. To our Coast Guard listeners, we respect you.
Absolutely. Thank you for your service. Being out on the boats, just kind of chilling.
Just being on that coast. Guarding
the coast. But imagine, like, they're out there. Oh, there's nothing to do. And then they see, like, a fucking boat. They're like, oh, shit. They go out there.
That's no boat I've ever seen.
It's literally just a dinghy, but it's just, like, three little gray men on it just fucking, like, looking at it. Like, take us to your leader, and they're like, what the hell?
I don't respect you. You're on a dinghy. Your boat already has one engine.
They
fucking sink the boat and leave.
The aliens just cut his throat.
Hey, you got a visa?
Anyway.
Yeah, you got a valid visa? Where's your vaccine passport?
You a resident? I don't fucking think so.
Yeah. The COVID virus mutates into a physical form and starts beating the shit out of people.
Tearing
through countries.
Now, that would actually be a fun pandemic because at least you could fight back. It wouldn't just be like, you know, I need to get my white blood cells to do the job.
Yeah. What would a big virus look like? Like a virus is just like human-sized. Because viruses look like little thingies, yeah?
I imagine this big old giant ball with like these super sharp spikes and it rolls around.
Is that actually how it looks, though?
And it impales people.
You want me to look up what the COVID looks like?
Yeah, like there must be... They must have got it under a microscope and see how it actually looks. Does it actually just look like a ball with little spikes on it?
Yeah. Hmm. It's lipid casing.
Maybe that's how the virus works.
Apparently it looks like that.
If that was just like rolling through, that would be kind of cool.
He's just having a roll.
Looks kind of like a Lego. Or like those balls you would play with as a kid.
Like Tinker Toys. The expanding ball. The
expanding ball. Yeah. Much like my own.
That's my magic trick. The expanding ball.
Great expanding ball sack.
Come on down to Quimby's.
Quimby's.
Look at this man's expanding ball. He only has 2 weeks left to live, so get it soon.
It never stops growing. Oh dear. Prediction: Cthulhu rises.
No.
Godzilla's already killed Cthulhu.
No, he didn't.
You don't think so?
No. Was that a thing in the movies?
Cthulhu? No, the movies aren't real. Right. They're not documentaries.
Cthulhu would be. I just want to see him rise, man. I just want to, like, you imagine you're at the beach and you're like, what is that in the horizon? Tentacle monster coming out of the water.
What does he sound like? What's his voice like?
Hey!
Hey! Hey, you guys are dead. I'm going to kill you guys. Hey, don't you run.
Your time is up. I've been sleeping for millions of years.
Now
I rise.
What, you go like 10 miles an hour. We have cars.
Hey, wait. The joke's on you. Those gas cars are destroying your planet just as quickly as I will.
We know, asshole. Fuck off.
Oh, okay then. He just goes back into the sea.
You guys are going to feel real silly when he rises and you've now disrespected him on the air.
I'm so sorry, Cthulhu.
Well, here, this is great.
Look, massive respect,
Cody. Why don't we get into our New Year resolutions, or personal New Year resolutions? What do you guys want to do? Do you have any goals? Do you have anything you want to accomplish? Anything you want to do?
Buy a bunker.
Yeah, that's sick.
For when Cthulhu comes?
Yeah.
Buy a helicopter.
For when Cthulhu comes.
Yeah.
And you?
No, shit. Oh, man. Wait. I don't know.
Resolutions are a shitty fucking thing.
I never follow mine.
Yeah, New Year's resolutions. You should make your New Year's resolution something you don't really care that much about doing, because you're not going to do it.
Right.
You know? No one does their New Year's resolutions.
Mm.
What is it? Like, I want to be a millionaire. Fuck off.
Yeah,
it's usually shit like
that's just my natural subconscious.
It's usually shit like I gotta lose weight. Yeah. I want to get a promotion I want to keep listening to the Misfits podcast.
Yeah, I want to try Gamer Subs for the first time using code Misfits.
Oh,
yeah.
True.
Yeah, that's a good one.
That's not a bad one. Holy shit, I'm switching mine to that.
But no, do you guys have any legit resolutions, though? You just literally put zero thought into it because it doesn't matter.
No, I've written some things down. They're personal, you know? Cure cancer.
some of us have personal goals, man.
I mean, like, I have
I was just asking if you wanted to share. You could share it.
I want to do something that isn't gaming on YouTube. But I've been wanting to do that for a long time and have never done it.
Yeah,
and hence why
another year, baby.
Another year, let's go.
Another year,
I'll do it next year.
Yeah, no, I wrote down a bunch of resolutions in my journal. Yeah.
1920. Yeah, this journal.
No, this journal.
4K.
I want to get even better at guitar. Mm-hmm. I want to make a lot of money.
That's a good one.
I want to get even hotter.
Oh, that's a good one,
I
too.
I want to get even stronger. I want to do way less heroin this year, for sure.
Why? Yeah,
just what? What? Ideally, just knock it off.
What's the point? You're getting stronger.
It's not very good for me.
I want to do more meth, though.
Switch them around. No, you know, this is a bunch of fucking bullshit-ass regular resolutions. You know, 4K.
Yeah. I don't know.
And you?
I haven't thought about it at all.
Yeah. Oh, so you're in the same boat.
My resolution was not, it was to get over COVID, I guess, because I literally got COVID the day I landed, a day before New Year's.
So you've already achieved your resolution?
I've achieved it.
That's kind of cheating.
How is it cheating?
If you achieve it within the first month, it wasn't a good resolution. Fuck you.
Okay.
That's too easy. You're aiming too low.
Yeah, have better goals.
You should have aimed to struggle with COVID all year and then defeat it in December.
Do you get long COVID and fucking can't smell or can't taste?
Yeah. Get long COVID and then beat it. That's a way better story.
Yeah. No, this year I'm going to live the billionaire lifestyle, and in return I will receive $1 billion at some point in my life. I'm going to wake up every day at 3 in the morning and I'm never going to jerk off.
Mom Bitcoin.
Is it the billionaire mindset?
Within 3 months I'll start levitating.
You don't think the billionaires jack off?
No.
You think they get their wives to just, you know?
No. They don't come.
No, they don't come. They're eunuchs.
If you come, it takes away your power.
Yep.
I feel like I've heard this so many times.
You're a slave to
different people.
You're a slave to coming.
You're a slave to your fucking biological need to inseminate a female or a man butthole.
You think Jeff Bezos comes?
You're a fucking dirty little slave. And I, for one, am tired of being a slave.
Yeah, that's good.
I'm rising above. I'm waking up at 3 a.m. and I'm not coming anymore.
It's cum-free 22, baby.
It's cum-free 22.
It's no fap 2022, guys.
Yep.
No fap, $1 billion will be yours. If you come, you're just going
to
be broke.
Would you be able to do that? Would you be able to not touch your con? Let's
Why
say
you
this.
Look at me?
Let's say this. Would you, this is just for you.
Okay.
Would you, because I know these guys probably would be fine, but you, would you, you can't touch your penis at all or ejaculate at all for 365 days.
How am I going to piss?
You put your cock in a cage.
Yeah,
cage.
You gotta, you have to wear
chopsticks.
You
just piss through the cage.
Can't interact with it at all. You have to wear a chastity cage for a year for $1 billion. Do you do it?
No.
What?
Yeah, that's what that's the hey, respect.
Eventually, you're gonna start leaking.
It's gonna come out
for sure.
No way.
So when you need your oil changed,
dude, that'll make you crazy. It's like part of the norm to. You know, even just piss with your hands.
Sinner.
Like. Huh?
Sinner.
Fuck you.
You're going to hell.
You're not a man of God. You're not a man at all.
Okay.
Fuck you.
I guess I'm not getting my $1 billion.
That's right.
GG's.
Broke
well,
bitch.
Happy 2022, I guess.
Happy 2022. Don't touch your cock. Yep. Hey, just, you know, wake up at 3 a.m.
Yeah. And microdose.
Wake up at 3 a.m. for no fucking reason. And don't touch your cock, retard.
Come
it's
on.
That fucking easy.
It's fucking simple. The world will be yours.
You want to have a fucking productive year? Stop sitting there sorry for yourself with your fucking hand on your nutsack, you fucking weirdo.
Yep.
You know, you're listening to us, but we can fucking see. Take your fucking hand off your dick now.
You're gross.
Wait, so
or your pussy.
Do billionaires wake up at 3 a.m.?
Yeah, man. All the time. Every day.
In a cold sweat. It's they're necessary. Having a nightmare. That
They've lost stocks.
It's just Bezos wakes in a cold sweat at 3 a.m.
He goes, they fucking took Amazon from me. Is that what he owns?
No. Yeah, he owns Amazon. Okay. He owns a lot of other shit, too.
Hassan said cracker.
Back to sleep.
They're watching MasterChef.
Oh, dude.
Yeah, dude.
Well, guys, this was just a silly little 15-minute special. We've got a little overtime. Yep. Almost 30 minutes.
29 minutes. Look at that fancy
there you go.
Clock.
That's double what we were supposed to do.
Hopefully you guys.
You're welcome.
Hopefully you guys had a beautiful holiday season, whether or not you were celebrating Christmas or Hanukkah or Kwanzaa. You know, you should have said the year Kwanzaa. Dude, I got into this huge argument with my uncle. It was really a huge argument during, I think it was Christmas Eve, where He was talking about how Kwanzaa was a made-up holiday.
Oh, yeah.
And it wasn't real.
Mm. What the fuck is Kwanzaa?
I don't know. It sounds made up to me. What are you talking about?
Whatever you celebrate, hopefully it was a good one.
Yeah.
Thanks for sticking around and have a happy 2022.
R.I.P. Betty White.
R.I.P. Betty White. R.I.P. Yeah. The Queen 3 months Virgil. Ago.
May us all be golden girls in her stead.
What does that even mean?
I don't know. Let's just end there.
It means may us all be golden girls in her stead. Stead? Is that a word?
Stead. In her stead.
Stead makes stead.
A steed.
In her steed, I was like, shit. Yeah.
Fucking Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
See you in the next one.
Have a good one. Fuck you.
Fuck you.
Bye.
Fuck you. Get fucked.